Hello.
Hello.
Operator?
Yes.
I'm trying to get word to the president that Mr. Davidson is calling.
Uh-huh.
Could you hold him on?
Sure.
Thank you.
Want to put it up here?
No.
No? Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Operator, tell Mr. Davidson we're getting the president out of a meeting.
Right.
Is he on?
I'll put him on here. Mr. Davidson?
Yeah?
We're getting the president out of a meeting, and if you'll just hold a moment.
Sure I will.
All right.
Yeah, hello?
Yes?
You know, this is a very difficult phone situation, so don't lose me.
Yes, sir, but that's why we thought we'd better get you on and just keep talking with you until he can get on.
I enjoy talking with you, and thank you very much for doing this.
Yes, sir.
It's so difficult up here.
I understand. Jerry, would you answer that, please? We hope that he'll be along in just a moment.
Fine.
I believe he's coming.
That's good.
Do you hear me well?
I can hear you all right. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you quite well.
That's good.
I thought he was coming on.
Well, I guess he'll be here in a minute.
Hello?
Hello?
We don't want to lose you.
That's good. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir, Mr. Davidson. Go ahead.
I have had a pretty tense morning. I just got word about 10 minutes ago from J.B.
Yes?
Who is this?
This is Lyndon Johnson.
Oh, hello. You sound different. I just got word about 10 minutes ago that they have not been able to locate Guzman, who is up in the country, but that everything has been accepted, the entire plan.
Yes?
The entire plan accepted.
Yes?
But they have not yet found Guzman.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, where do we go from here?
Well, we have to wait until they find him. They're looking for him. And I was... And maybe we ought to see what we can find out about the other guy, just in case he won't take it. But they've asked me to do that. But
we'll do that.
Hmm?
We'll do it. It's Mac.
Mac?
Yeah.
Now, this other fella, did some work for a hydraulic engineering company in the States, the name of which begins with a P. P as in Peter.
As in what?
Peter.
Peter?
Yeah, Peter.
I got it. Peter.
Hmm?
I got it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And got to make a check into him. I had two conversations this morning that may have been relevant. One of them was, about 11 o'clock, I think. One of them was a bitter complaint about what they call the Marines. And I said that I'm not interested in irrelevancy. I said we've gone to the brink and perhaps over the brink. And it's this or that. And I don't know, and another one somewhat to the same effect, only nastier on my part.
Same man both times?
Yeah, I don't know whether they were relevant or not. Apparently, they were presented as not relevant, but I thought this was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And if they are relevant, they will be bargaining. But now I have just heard that the entire plan is accepted. my name and try to get him to accept. And I've been asked that if he doesn't accept to discuss the alternative.
Could I ask you this? Would it be, we have talked of our putting a little muscle into that effort of persuasion too. Do you have any feeling as to the pros and cons of continuing the effort with this guy?
This is what I would suggest. Let us do absolutely nothing until I hear. If I hear there is a rejection, I will resume discussions here in which I will be quite negative. And during my negative discussions here, I would suggest that we try to find G over there and put a little muscle into it.
What would you think of our trying anyway, if we can quietly, to make sure we know where to find G?
Well, if you're sure you can do it quietly, but if there's any evidence that we're trying to contact him first,
no, I wouldn't do that, though. Let's forget that.
I think it would, might blow the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're running around the bases now, and
Let's just wait till they see if they can find him. I'm afraid our people messing around there will let the cat out of the bag.
I think that's better, if you don't mind, and because all it means is more time, and if I can... easiest thing to do here in this particular climate is to engage in a lot of talk taking a long time.
What is your situation on Mr. B in New York?
Well, that you can remember was step number three.
I understand that, but we were talking about traveling or talking or so forth, and I assume you probably explored that further.
I did. Now, number one, he is afraid of our talking to Mr. B. Thanks as well.